Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ, 2, Week 6, The Grace of God and the All-Inclusive Spirit. Lord's Day, Related Verses, Romans 5, verses 1 through 2, 15, 17, and 20 through 21. Therefore, having been justified out of faith, we have peace toward God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained access by faith into this grace, in which we stand and boast because of the hope of the glory of God. Verse 15, but it is not that as the offense was, so also the gracious gift is. For if by the offense of the one the many died, much more the grace of God and the free gift and grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, have abounded to the many. Verse 17, for if by the offense of the one death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Verses 20 through 21. And the law entered in alongside that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace has superabounded. In order that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness unto eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6, verse 14. For sin will not lord it over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Romans 16, verse 20. Now the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. 1 Timothy 1, verse 14. And the grace of our Lord superabounded with faith and love in Christ Jesus. 1 Peter 3, verse 7. Husbands, in like manner dwell together with them according to knowledge, as with the weaker, female vessel, assigning honor to them, as also to fellow heirs of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. 2 Peter 3, verse 18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and unto the day of eternity. Amen.